The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Raider Greg. Welcome to the show. Yes, Raider Greg, I said it, I meant it. Welcome to show 660. On today's show, we will have a tribute to the host, Raider Prez. That's right. He's been holding it up for Raider Greg that's had some mental illness. No, I had to get away, if you know what I mean. But Larry has been doing it and doing a great job. We're going to hit on that. We're going to talk about the preseason game, of course, against the Seahawks. And then we're going to go into what I believe is the philosophy, the new staff, the players, coaches, especially Pete Carroll. And we're going to dive a little bit into the philosophy and the team and possibly even where we're going this year. I love being back in this seat. I know it's been a long time. Like I said, Larry is the bomb for carrying on the show, because he did a great job. I just have to let it out. That's why I started this podcast in the first place in 2005. That's right. There were 200 shows as podcasts on at that time. There are millions now. We are the longest running professional sports podcast ever. Okay, I want to make sure that everybody understands that. The Raiders, no matter what, I'm not on the video. I'm not asking you for to hit a subscription. I'm not asking for any of that nonsense because it's not me. That's not what I want. What I want to do is express how I feel about our team and want to hear how you feel about our team, because that's basically why I started the show. So get on the bone line again. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's get rolling on this show before I make everybody fall asleep. So let's move on, shall we? Before I get into the preseason game with the Seahawks, I just want to share with you my opinion on why that game turned out the way it was. So let's start there first and work our way into the game. So we have a brand new general manager who I'm stoked about. Spytek, I think, is the man because his draft was amazing. And then Pete Carroll, he is the man. And I say he's the man because in this press conference today, someone asked him why Geno Smith flipped off a fan at the Seahawks stadium. And so did Max Crosby. And the coach was a cool cat. Did you see the sign? Next question.
Geno Smith was seen at the Seahawks game making an obscene gesture like at a fan with a sign.
Did you see what the sign said?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Next question.
Now that is a coach. It's a coach that has your back. Carroll is a champion. I mean, in the AFC West, we're loaded with great coaches. But finally, I believe truly to the core that we have a coach that is the coach. Like, he is changing the culture in a real way, a palpable way, that not only the fans can feel, that the players can feel it. And even today at practice, there were 2,000 fans watching practice today. So I think Carroll has the heart of the Raider Nation. I know he does. I love how he is. I love who he is. And Chip Kelly, which is starting to get back into practice now, he He's going back into the pros from college. I think he's going to have a bag full of goodies for this Raiders offense. So that the defense has stayed the same with, yes, I need a Graham. Patrick Graham. Yes, I thought we'd change at the defensive position, but I'm not sure we need to, because I truly believe Carroll is the man running the show on the defense. I truly do, because I see how the defense has changed under Carroll, and it's not the same old Patrick Graham defense. The players have changed. I mean, we've got some great additions and some sad subtractions, but man, I'm going to tell you, this Brooks kid that we got, he is a baller. He is a baller. I am so glad we got an effective, efficient defensive tackle to be our on our defensive front, because we really needed it. I mean, when we lost Wilkes.
Christian Wilkins.
You know, the kissing, the kissing bandit. That's what I'm calling them, the kissing bandit. Oh, brother. Anyway, I hope we don't pay that guy. I believe the whole team and the whole process is just beginning. Okay, just like last year when Harbaugh came into San Diego, a lot of expectations. Now, they played better, but they're really playing better this year. And that's what I see from the Raiders. I'm not expecting a playoff. I'm expecting no 10-win season. But what I am expecting is a change in culture and better playing and better games that are entertaining and not the same old reruns from McDougal's, you know, to Pierce, incidentally, wearing the gold and the putrid red for the Chiefs. What do you think about that? Yeah. Money, 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 money. That's all he's about. You know, him and his flashy car that was red, by the way. You notice it wasn't silver, and it certainly wasn't black. It was red. Period. End of discussion. So, Coach Pierce, go forth and do well with the, you know, the chefs, and good luck, bro. But really, it showed your true colors. I'm kind of glad it came out that way, because all these homers that were really in your corner now see, well, not all of them, but most of them see the truth, which is, bro, you may have been around during the time the Raiders were in LA, but bro, no, you're not a fan, because if you were a fan, you'd still be a fan, and you're not. So, on to the next thing. I just believe there's a lot of buildup here. Fans are expecting a lot. I know I expect just my expectations. And let's just start there. My expectations are that this team will play a lot better, a lot more efficient, and it'll be a lot more entertaining. Don't you want that? Don't you want entertaining football from the silver and black? Heck yes, you do. I do too. And I believe we're going to get that from Carroll a little bit, a little taste of it this year. And a lot more next year. But here's some cool things that are happening in camp, which I really love. Geno Smith is getting a fire hose of the offensive plays from Chip Kelly. He is absorbing those plays 5 times faster than the other quarterbacks in the room. 5 times faster. He is getting it down. I have a lot of faith in Geno. Don't know if he's going to take us anywhere, but I think he'll take us somewhere this year. He's truly mastered this offense, and he's done a really good job, and it's just the beginning. AOC, well, had a bad going. You know, you can see he's a good guy, man. I like AOC. He's a good man. But there are times at this point in his career, he should not be throwing across the field. He should not be lobbing short passes. You know, that pass that was interception, he didn't even step into it. And he's like 6'6". He's huge. So I just think there's a lot of lessons from him. But he better watch his back, because Cam Miller's coming. Now that guy is a baller. And you can tell the difference in both of their plays just by watching their plays in this last game. Their plays were very different. Both, you know, semi-successful, AOC after the second half. But I just think we got to keep an eye on Cam. I like him a lot. And we shall see, because in camp he hasn't done anything. Aiden O'Connell has done a lot more in camp than him. But in this game, man, this kid played sweet. A lot of pressure, and he was nailing most of his passes, I got to tell you. So, good thing we got the quarterback problem, got too many, and they're pretty decent. So, I'm good. So, as I blabber on, because I haven't done a show in so doggone long, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have great faith in this team and this staff, and I think if we can keep them together for two or three seasons, we're going to see a dramatic improvement on our team, and the other teams in our division are going to start looking sideways at the Raiders, and I really think they should be right now, because we're not going to be last year's Raiders. We will struggle, but we're not going to be Antonio Pierce's Raiders. That you can take to the bank. Just do a quick post game. I don't even know if it sounds right, but I'm going to give it a try. 23-23 by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I got some hair on that thing too. Trust me, it was so close. I wish we'd have got that kick because it made me feel good for our coach. Would have been great to come out of there with a victory. However, you know, I was worried about this game the whole game. It seemed like Seattle was on top of it because this is their second season, maybe even their third, but I know at least their second with their staff, their players. They're really developing their scene. You can tell that they're much better on timing. And Lockett's destroyed us before. Not that I think that's an excuse, but I'll just tell you right now, they're in that second year. They're in that golden phase when they're taking off. We're in our first year. So, you know, that makes sense to me. But, you know, our team is new. Everything is new about this organization. But, like I said, you know, when they came out and Geno flipped off that fan and Max Crosby came right behind him, I expect fines, by the way. You did too. As soon as it happened, I go, oh no, there goes the NFL. They're going to slap a nasty gram on both these guys. I don't care. Fan deserved it. He was a jerk. And yeah, if they would have only had Jamarcus Russell, that's all I got to say about that. And Geno Smith is no purple drink. Trust me. So I just can't get over Cam Miller, Dan. I guess watch his tape over and over and over again. But 23-23 was pretty good, I thought, for the way we were playing. Too many penalties. I mean, far too many flags in this game, especially at the beginning. So this contest, 23-23, it was pretty close. I mean, the Raiders had 392, 368 for the Seahawks, their total yards. Penalties, 10 for the Raiders, 8 or 9 for them. And then time possession, they had the ball a little longer than us, but, you know, that makes sense to me. They were playing better. But, you know, Aiden O'Connell threw some balls, 18 of 30, 205, 1 TD, but two costly game-killing interceptions. Nobody wants to see that. He doesn't, I don't, you don't, the coaching staff doesn't, but it seems to be a problem for Aiden. Has been last year, and this year, starting to show itself again way too early. Now, our defense did have trouble, I think, what I saw when Jalen Milroe, the quarterback that could run like an elk, 6 of 10 for 61 yards. Man, this guy, not only could he throw pretty good, he can run like the wind. He's a scary quarterback. I see the Seahawks using him more than they want to admit, because he's scary. But for us, Laube was a nice change. Nice. Collier was good. I mean, I love to see these guys. We had an interception. Palo Alto, you know, he jumped right in front of the ball. We almost had two interceptions. Now, I don't understand why Zamir White is on the team. Now, I know he's taking back punts or running back kick returns, whatever. I just don't see it. I'm going to leave it there. I thought they would cut him last year, but maybe they're getting a deal on the guy. I don't know. So let's get to the 1,000-pound elephant in the room, Genty. Genty looked a little stressed and a little nervous. A little more than I thought he should have. But let me just say this. Minus a yard for the game is not on all his shoulders. However, perhaps it'll be a nice start to a developing great player. Our O-line was blowing a lot. They were doing pretty well on pass protection, but their run, they weren't doing anybody any favors, and Seattle clogged it up pretty good for our running back. But this is just the beginning. Nobody panic. I'm not panicking. But I just think it was a nice shocker for him to realize, hey, I'm not all that. Maybe that's a thing. Sean Jackson, 4 receptions, 76 yards. As long as 41 and a touchdown from Miller. Dorsett's a nice receiver, too. Backman did a nice job, too. Thornton, oh my gosh. And Tucker, Labes and Beck. I mean, I just got to tell you, I think our wide receiving core is underrated, and we're going to see these guys explode with Myers and these guys. Yeah, it's going to be a show, folks. It's going to be an aerial show. And our offensive line, I mean, they moved JPJ to right guard, right? So there's a lot of turmoil in that front line. They want to make sure that it's good enough to blow some holes. And I think JPJ did better on the as a right guard. I think he had way more power and push. Maybe he was just angry. Maybe he was the angry man. But in other words, he really laid it out there, man. He really laid it out there. Now, some interesting side notes, I think. Jamal Adams is a linebacker. And he's a great linebacker. He really made a dent in this game. And he's pumped. He's excited. He's really, really ready to take it to the next level. And he's a great player. I mean, he's got super instincts. Philip Dorsett, Thomas Booker. I mean, I'm seeing some guys make some plays. And we're just starting to get it together now. I do like the way our team is kind of gelling. I like they're all standing up. They're cheering for each other. That's a good thing. I think that's a lot to do with Pete Carroll. I saw a lot out of this game. At first, I was bummed. I was pissed. I was, you know, just like same old Raiders. But that's my reaction. I'm used to it. I've seen it before. But for some reason, I didn't get flipped out. I didn't get all blown away. I just had to think about why. Why is a huge thing here. And not all teams that are struggling in the preseason are going anywhere soon. We are. Even today, they picked up a safety. Terrell Edmonds, who was a first-round pick, 28th first in the first round from the Steelers in 2018. Terrell Edmonds, you know, we're working. We're working on the defense. We're working on the offense. In this game, the defense struggled, I gotta say. I mean, it struggled. You could see. But on the same token, this is our first season together. It's the first game, really, that we're seeing all these guys come together and try to work as one team. Difficult thing to do. So I'm not stressing out about any of these preseason games. Remember, with McDougal's.
But give them credit. You know, that's a good team.
With McDougal's, we won every preseason game, and then we lost every game but three. I mean, it means nothing unless you're going to do something with it. And I see this staff, and I see this team. This staff is doing something with these games. They're moving players. They're adding talent. I mean, this Booker guy was a godsend for us. He really is a great piece for that D-line, along with our other guys that really haven't had a chance to gel together. And I think maybe mid-season or so. I mean, I'm going to write this season as a growth season, as a learning season. And let's just see how far we can go. Because that's what I think this season's going to be. And I'm excited, man. I'm so jazzed. Because the potential is bigger than I've seen in many years. Many years. And as a fan, I know you're excited too. You should be ready. Don't be too excited, but don't be bummed. Because I'm telling you, it's going to get better and better and more better.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
All right, Raider Nation, it's time for the Bone Line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go, the Bone Line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one.
Don't be shy.
How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
Yes, you have to throw your bones so we can gather them up and check them out together, shall we? I love the Bone Line, love you guys, obviously. There are several that I have not heard from in a long time. The list goes on. Raider Junkie, Raider Damien, the Tokai Raider, Rob from Maryland, Big Cali in the South. Let's see. I went through a bunch of Raider. Chris, Scranton, PA, Ruben from North Carolina, Food Stamp Raider, miss that guy, Alfonso from Mexico City, Raider Steve from Vegas, and the Crusader Raider, of course, from London, England. There are many more, I'm sure, that I haven't mentioned, but let me tell you, I miss you all. I hope you all hit us back because it's great entertainment. And it's certainly great insight from people who really care about the Raiders. All right, on this comeback tour, the first caller on the Bone Line is, can you smell the cheese? Cheesehead Raider, what's up?
Raider Nation, this is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. So, 23-23, tied with the Seattle Seahawks. This is going to be my take, Raider Nation. I don't know why people are bagging on this player, bagging on that player. Okay, so let's go through this. We have a new coach, new offensive coordinator. Still have the same defensive coordinator, but we have a head coach that's a defensive coordinator in mind, so he's going to be twisting things or tweaking things, let me say it that way. So you have players that came from other teams, free agents. You have players that were on the team that played under a different system, and you have kids that are coming in from college that have to go from college to the pros, then learn another scheme, and then learn to play with other people that they have never played with. and you question why certain players didn't look that good. And then put on top of that, it's preseason. Vanilla offense, vanilla defense. I mean, preseason games are almost a glorified practice. Like AI said, practice?
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
So let's calm down. Let's take a deep breath. It's only the preseason. It's the first game of the preseason. I mean, if people want to bash O'Connell because he threw the two picks, hey, I got no problem with that. But to say that, oh, he's playing like he's never played football before, there were some pretty good passes that I saw him throw. I saw a horrible offensive line that couldn't block. That's why our number one pick, running back, didn't do anything. He couldn't get hardly a yard because of the offensive line. So, again, calm down. Let's chill. I understand that the Raider Nation has been down, and we are desperate just to be relevant. I get it. But it's just the preseason. So let's just take a collective sigh and watch the next games and the beginning of the season that it actually matters. This is the Cheesehead Raider, and I am out.
Well, that's almost verbatim what I said in my show, because I truly feel exactly the same way. I mean, Genty, I mean, maybe it was a good wake-up call for that young man. He has to step it up a little. But our O-line is in turmoil. We got a lot of work to do. We got some more players to add. But we can get this together, especially on the run game, because I don't know exactly which type of offensive line scheme we're using. I think it's probably a combination of zone blocking and, of course, power blocking. I've always liked the power blocking scheme, especially when we have someone get through a skinny hole and make it happen. But thank you, Cheesehead Raider. As usual, well done, well said. We'll hear you again, I'm sure, brother. And our next caller is my good brother, the Nebraska Raider. What's up, brother?
The Priz, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, Raider Nation, this is Nebraska Raider calling in. Glad I was able to get a bone line in on this episode. Well, we all pretty much watched. I wasn't able to watch the full game, but I obviously saw the highlights and all that good stuff. So Gino and Ashton didn't really, like the first team, didn't really get a whole lot of play on the field, but AOC didn't look all that great. Two INTs, but Cam Miller, he looked good. So let's switch over to the defense. I mean, they're just plugging and playing, defensive wise. Remember, it's preseason. So, being down 16-3, I was like, man, this is going to be a freaking blowout. And no, we came back. So that shows effort. I didn't expect any less. I've never seen a tied preseason game before. 23-23, come on.
Raiders versus 49ers, 2024 preseason, game 3.
Hail Mary time for San Francisco. Final play of the preseason. Mordecai trying to get it to the end zone. They're all back there. It's batted around. Oh, it's caught! Trent Taylor, he tries to lateral and it's still loose. Ronnie Bell has the football. Oh, it's fumble-rooski time at Allegiant Stadium. Well, you don't expect to see this at the end of a preseason game. Cody Schrader still loose. Niners offensive lineman is tackled at the 3. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. The flag is down. in a game that had all kinds of excitement.
Illegal pass.
Ends like that.
Offense, number four. The game is over.
I've never seen a tied preseason game before.
Final score, Raiders 24, 49ers 24.
But, things are looking good. We'll see what the starters get going on here in the second preseason game against the Whiners. It'll be at home, so that place will be rocking. Raider Nation will be representing. I'm sure there'll be a couple of 40 Whiner fans up in there drinking their wine, sipping their tea, dunking their donuts. But, I just wanted to call in. Like I said, not a whole lot to say about preseason, but it's good to see. And, I think we came out of there without any injuries. So that's the main thing. So with that being said, God bless Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, the Prez. And this is Nebraska Raider. Looking forward to whooping out of the 40 Whiners. You know what? I'm just going to say it. Whooping the fucking shit out of the 40 Whiners. Coming to our house? Come on. Let's go. Bitch slap them mofos. All right. Nebraska Raider, God bless everybody. And I am out.
Love the call, brother. I understand it's just preseason. Not a lot to talk about. But, you know, if you pick it apart a little bit, defense wasn't great. Offense wasn't great. But we did tie. So there's some momentum there. Also, if you look at the team on the sidelines, which I do quite often, there was nothing but excitement and positivity, no matter what was going on. I just like the tempo and mood of the team. I do like the fact that they're doing things now after this first preseason game. They're moving players to different positions. You know, I think this is what it's all about. I think this is truly a staff with our new head coach and staff that really sees how they can move people around to the benefit of the team. And I think that's what's happening right now. We're still getting players. We're still losing players. I mean, we're making this thing. We're making this cake up with all these ingredients, and I think it'll taste pretty damn good when it comes down to it. But yeah, man, I like that young quarterback, Miller, though. I'm sorry. Aiden, you know, he's had some time. He's had some time as a quarterback, and I expected more out of him, even though it's preseason, and he can't throw a duck like that. That is not a preseason, even a preseason move. That was very sad to see. A lot of speculation about him being traded. Again, it's not the first time that's happened either. So there we go. Who knows what's going to happen, but I like this Miller kid a lot. And, we'll just leave it at that. Great call. Thank you, brother. And our next caller is my good sister. That's right. Tracy from New Jersey. It's been a while, but I'm back. And you are too. What do you got for us, young lady?
Hey, what's going on, Raider Nation? Prez, what's happening? Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Tracy calling from New Jersey. Just a little bit about the preseason game. Unfortunately, I did not get to see it in a live, but I did see some of the highlights. And, you know, I loved the defense starting out with, let me get his name right, Polamalu, his interception. I loved it. Some of the rest of the highlights, not so much. So I'm trying to keep a positive outlook that it is preseason and they can correct any flaws or little things that need to be corrected and get that right for the next game against San Francisco, but then absolutely to get it right for the opener against New England. And that's about it. And Randy, thank you for correcting me. I thought that when a player goes into the Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, that they go in as a team. but it's not that way. So thanks for the correction. Much love to Raider Nation. Go Raiders. Peace out. This is Tracy from Jersey. Take care.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Seeing the game, even though it's preseason and you're in New Jersey, I'm not exactly sure how this NFL ticket works. I'm sure I'm going to have to buy it in order for me to see some of the games, even though I'm right here, right next door. They always black out the Bay Area. I don't get it. But this is the NFL. They're greedy SOBs, so we're all going to have to pay one way or another if we want to see our game. That's it. For me, too. So I'm not going to be able to see every game, I don't think. You know, you got to have Hulu, you got to have Blulu, you got to have Paramount, you got to have NBC, ABC, CBC, whatever it is. You got to have every channel and then the NFL Network if you want to see every game. Well, I ain't got that time of money, honey. It ain't going to work for Raider Greg, but I'll do my best, like the rest of us, to see games. Maybe I got to go to a local establishment to see it. But, you know, there are a little bit of gold and that ugly mauve. Or what are the Niners wear? The red and gold? They say it's red. It looks putrid. It's not. That's because I am not a fan at all. Now, it's funny, too, you should bring that up, because the 49ers are practicing with the Raiders. And evidently, one of their team members went astray. Go figure. In Las Vegas, he went out and partied a little bit, got caught, and got dumped by Shannon Rapp himself. I love it. just the beginning. We need more of that during the regular season. We need some of these other players, other teams going AWOL onto the strip. That'd be great. It'd be a great storyline for our shows. But anyhow, great to hear your voice. Love to hear you. Can't wait to hear you in the regular season, young lady. And our next caller, my good brother from Albany, New York, Matty Raiders in the house. Love this fan. Great Raider fan. Die hard, silver and black. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Prez. Matty Raider, Albany, New York, calling in after the first preseason game. Well, it's kind of lackluster to me. Vanilla, a couple things stood out. Aiden looked so rusty, man. I mean, he looked. This dude has started and won NFL games, and he's out there in preseason. He looks like trash. He did not look good. I don't know if he just, you know, packed it in because they took Geno from Seattle. But, yeah, he didn't look good, man. I don't know. You know, it's preseason, vanilla. I know Pete is evaluating his players, but one thing that stood out, too, is, well, every year, tackling. Get after it, guys. I mean, this arm tackle, weak, limp-wristed shit, give me a break, man. It's just been for years. I know other people have called in. Raider Tracy was talking about having that defense. I mean, these guys can't even tackle sometimes. It's pathetic. I mean, get after it. It's just, I don't know. You know, Coach Carroll's a high-intensity guy, so I imagine that he's not going to stand for, you know, half-assed play. But we'll see. You know, like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic, man. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I've been doing that too long. I got to see it. So we'll see what week two brings. And hope you guys are good. Hope your summers are going good. It's good to hear from you guys on that text thread. And God bless, guys. Take care.
I have got to agree. I just said it, too. Aiden O'Connell, it's not like he's some bum or he hasn't had time in the hot seat. He hasn't had time to sharpen his skills. But not only would he throw the ducks, but he didn't move the pocket. He didn't do really very much at all when Cam Miller was all over. He looked like a professional quarterback. Now, I don't understand. Maybe Aiden is a little bit upset because they replaced him, but he had an opportunity last year to take the job, and he did not. So the words career backup, that's just kind of how it is until he proves otherwise. And I truly wouldn't be too upset if they traded him. And we used Cam Miller as a second guy. You know, we're going to have more draft picks next year. We've seen Aiden. We've seen what he can, and we know what he cannot do. I thought he could sling that rock. When he threw that interception, it was short. He didn't even step into the pass, and he had plenty of room, plenty of time. So, I don't know. I think Aiden might be short-term on this team. Who knows if Cam Miller can continue to improve and shows that in one of these games? Well, who knows what's going to happen. But I do know this. Aiden has regressed, and it's not looking good for him. Our defense as far as tackling, yes, same old story. You know, the excuses of preseason, I ain't buying it. I've seen a bunch of other teams and a bunch of other games, and they're laying down the wood, man. They're bringing it home, taking them to the dirt. Guys getting up with dirt in their mask. Now, that's what I want to see us do. Our defense needs to be very good because our offense is going to struggle. We have players. But, like we've all said, new organization. Carroll is now the man on top of the defense. I'm very happy about that. Patrick, I need a Graham, is kind of the secondary guy. I'm happy about that as well. And Chip Kelly, I think we're going to see a lot of magic out of him in the future. Not so much in preseason because it's all going to be vanilla. But let's just look to our players and see like this Booker kid that we picked up in the trade. I like him, man. He's a great defensive tackle. If we keep continuing to improve like that, man, the sky's the limit for the Raiders. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, man, I appreciate your call, Matty Raider. You are the Matty Raider of New York, Albany, that is. Thanks for the call, brother. And our next caller, the Desert Raider. Raider Sid, that is. What's up, good brother?
What up, Raider Andy, Raider Greg, and the Prez? This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. Hopefully I can make the bone line. First and foremost, I want to thank the Prez for everything that he did this last year. Really appreciate all the effort you put into it, and hope to be hearing from you often. Okay, the Raiders. It's preseason. Everybody just relax. There's some good things out there. Let's go. We got a few more games. Let's get everything just sharpened. All right? Okay. I'm out of here, Raider Nation. Let's go, Raiders.
First off, brother, thanks for the call on the bone line. And I always look forward to your takes, especially when the real deal comes down at the beginning of the season throughout the year. Because like all the callers, we seem to have one common thread. More than that. We all have an obsession with this team, which is pretty cool. Thank you, Raider Sid, bro. I look forward to many more of these calls breaking it down, brother. And our last caller, but our never least caller, from Dallas, Texas, Raider Jesse James is in the house. Very knowledgeable man. If you've been listening to our show, you know he brings it down, and I love it. What's up, my good brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, what's up? It's Raider Jesse James, Dallas, Texas. Just checking in on you guys, see how things are with you, Raider Greg, man. It's been a minute. Hopefully you're doing well, brother, you and your family. Watched the game over the weekend and definitely came away with I was very pleased with Geno and his capability to move the pocket and scramble out of the pocket and all that. Something I haven't seen that we definitely need. And again, that's all from Pete Carroll, right? And then I saw the idiot thing, that sign about Jamarcus Russell and him and all that, and Max flipping him off and all that. That was pretty crazy. But at the end of the day, man, this is a stepping stone for us in the right direction. And it's also Pete Carroll, him bringing in his staff and all that. Definitely excited. I think we'll be a solid team. Again, maybe competing for third. I don't think we'll be last, but you just never know, right? Other than that, looking forward to the whole new season and connecting with you guys and hearing your thoughts and opinions and all that. But as long as the Chiefs don't make it anywhere, man, I'm good. Fuck the Chiefs. We have the JCJs out of Dallas. I'm out.
I am with you, my man. You know, we're not seeing a lot of anything, but I see a lot of changes in the practices, even in these games. They're moving people around. I think that we're looking for the formula for the right guy in the right place. And Jamal Adams is a perfect example. He shined like a diamond in this game. And because he changed position, he's not a linebacker, but he is now. It's funny because Pete Carroll told him, you're going to be a linebacker. End of story. And that's what he did. And I think he kind of likes the position. But what I mean by moving people around and changing things around, for me, my fandom, when I watch this team over the last few years, I've seen us play preseason and no change. I've seen us play preseason and no movement of players in different positions or moving a guy up or back. But Pete Carroll, he ain't playing. He's doing the right thing by the players and by the fans. And I do think we're going to be way better. I don't care if we're fourth or third or whatever. I just want us to have entertaining sport to talk about. I want to see some football games with some excitement on our side of the ball. And us not being like the Keystone Cops and making a bunch of mistakes. And we were making mistakes now, but like I said, man, we got 2 years to ride this pony, see how we come out the other side. I think it looks better already. I love the passion. I love the coach. I love the fact he answered that question by the reporter saying, did you see what Geno did to that fan in Seattle? Carroll's quote is, did you see the sign? Next question. I flippin' love it. It's the best. That is a head coach backing up his players. I love that. I love that totally. Well, it's a short bone line because I just got back in the seat. I'm loving it.
I'm back in the saddle again.
I'm glad I get to get some of this stuff off my chest and listen to the Raider Nation rock and roll on the team. I know it's early. I know we're all kind of not sure. I know we've been beaten. We've come from, you know, frustration to anticipation. We've come to annihilation to possibilities. I think that as fans, we've been beaten and bruised for so long, it's tough to bring yourself to a point of being positive. Trust me, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to who's talking here. I really see the possibilities here. You know, I'm not comparing us to anybody yet. I just want us to be us and start to win some games. That's all I ask. There's a bunch of guys and gals that are out there. Get on that bone line, man. I want to hear what you got to say because I don't know if I'm seeing things the right way, but the only way I could tell is by what you see, and that's what's going to make a big difference to what I see. So give us a call, man. Get on that phone. Get on the bone. 7755-RAIDER. So we can get this show rolling for the rest of the year because I'm here. I'm trying to get Larry to do a segment on the show. I hope he will. I really do. I like the guy a lot. He's really done us a solid by doing the show all year. But, you know, it's time for Daddy to come home. Because his baby is calling. I love it.
I love it.
Okay? So let's get to it. Let's get this show done. Let's keep going. And let's see where we go. Because I truly believe, man, this is going to be a magical year. And not like crazy victories, but we're going to have some games, man. We're going to have some good football and some good games. And it's going to be exciting for a change. Yes, it is. And I truly believe we're going to get our grip and we're going to start climbing this mountain and not slipping like we have in the past. That is a fact, Jack. So don't forget, calling the bone line, I'm calling you out because I'm coming back. I really appreciate you guys listening to the show. Everyone who's listening to the show. I love doing it. And if you're a Raider fan, you understand that you can only sit on the sidelines so long and see so much. And, well, you know, I got to be honest, man. This was my baby. I started this show when I had back surgery. I started this show when I was really honestly crippled and not sure I was going to go back to my career. And I was flipped out. I was always upset, always angry. My wife, you know, talked to my brother-in-law and said, hey, what can my husband do, man? He's flipping out. He said, I'll make him a podcast. And Raider Nation Podcast was born thanks to my wife, Charmaine, and my son and my daughters. We all went to games, 14 years of season tickets, man. If I lived close by in Vegas, I'd be going there. But I don't. But I will tell you, I will miss nothing. Try to put something past me? It ain't gonna happen. So thanks again for listening to the show, man. Larry, you are the bomb, man. You best come back and do your segment. Larry's segment. That's right. And we gotta have it in here, man. We got a family here. Let's keep it together. So until our next show, I am Raider Greg. And I am, as you know, out.